My name is Spence Robertson, host of An Advent Observed, speaking to you from the Blue Ridge Mountains in Boone, North Carolina. Throughout this week, we have heard from several devotional speakers as they shared their faith perspective on the theme of peace. Today, we hear from Tim Smith.
Remember those hats and t-shirts that used to say, "No fear"? It was a marketing campaign for some company. I can't even remember who, but if you can make me afraid, I'll insulate myself from you, or marginalize you, or fight you, or annihilate you, or vote for candidates who will, or who will pass legislation to do those things. Fear is a powerful force. So why am I talking about fear? That wasn't one of the words for this podcast. We assume, though, that the opposite of love is hate. Love is my word that I'm going to bring to you today. But biblically speaking, fear is the opposite of love. 1 John 4:18 says, "There is no fear in love, for perfect love casts out fear." Fear leads to hate, for sure, but the core emotion and instinct is fear. Love casts all that out. I grew up with a Charlie Brown Christmas, like probably a lot of you did, the cartoon. And you know, it revolves around that contemplation of commercialism, and the children ponder what Christmas is all about. Until finally Linus takes center stage with his trusty security blanket because of fear, is why he carries it, of course. And then he quotes the familiar every Christmas Eve Luke 2 passage about the birth of Jesus. "In that same region there were shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." "That's what Christmas is about, Charlie Brown," says Linus. Now, you may have noticed that nearly every time an angel appears, in the New Testament at least, the first thing they say is, "Fear not." Well, that's in part because you should read the Old Testament about what angels actually look like, not your Hallmark Cupid type of cute little being. In Luke, the angel Gabriel tells Mary she's having a baby and says, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." Then when Jesus is born, the angel appears to the shepherds watching their flocks at night and says, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people." At the tomb, the angels say to the women, "Do not be afraid. You seek Jesus who was crucified, but he is not here. He is risen." But back to Charlie Brown. You don't ever see Linus without his security blanket. But if you watch that Peanuts Christmas clip carefully, Linus clutches his blanket the whole time he shares the Christmas story until right at that very moment he says, "Fear not." And instead of a mic drop, it's a blanket drop. He tells the rest of the story without the blanket. Love has come down at Christmas. And perfect love casts out fear. Linus's, mine, yours, the world's. Once we're not afraid, love, hope, joy, peace, and even faith define and enrich us to experience the abundant life Jesus promises us in John's gospel. Again, fear is oh so powerful as a motivator. It's why fearmongers can be so effective, at least for a time. But actually, fear comes in second place on the power and motivation spectrum, second only to love, the most powerful force in the cosmos. Imagine what living without being afraid would look like. Not afraid of dying, not afraid of living, of rejection, what others think of us, but basking in the assurance of God with us and free from the fear that we won't have enough and knowing that God has already secured our ultimate future, free to be the fullness of who God in Christ and who, what, and we are intended to be. Not huddled masses of fear and subsequent suspicion and hate, but love. Pure, innocent, blissful love. Worth living for, dying for. Because while love can be born in Jesus, it can't and won't ever die. God's deep and abiding love to you and through you this Christmas and always. Fear not.
You have been listening to An Advent Observed. Tomorrow, we have one more special podcast episode to share with you, a podcast most fitting for Christmas Day. I invite you to gather around the Christmas tree or light a candle on your kitchen table. If family is around or a neighbor is coming by, invite them to sit with you and to hear the story of Christ's birth told by a multitude of voices. I hope you will tune in tomorrow to hear what will be our last podcast episode for this season. Until then, God be with you.